Burma closes the door to freedom. A ministry offers a reverse road trip to further the gospel, and an outreach considers its role as a parent organization. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With Burma's election just weeks away, observers won't be allowed to watch. The government says they can monitor the November 7th election all by themselves. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says the government's afraid of what would be reported. A VBB contact inside the country says
the leader of an area will have like a town hall meeting and tell the people, if you don't vote for the military government, they're going to cut off our water, electricity, they're going to raise the prices on everything. So we have to vote for them.
The government continues to kill its opposition. 150,000 more refugees are expected in Thailand before the election. Despite uncertainty, Klein says God is working.
It's exciting, Greg, to see how the gospel is spreading throughout the camps. A lot of these people are seeing that there's no hope in Buddhism, and they're turning to Christ and seeing these kids that just love Jesus. They get up at 4 a.m., they read their Bibles, and they pray for the soldiers that killed their families.
Find out how China is involved. Go to our website. Next, when 200 million Christians are actively being persecuted for their faith, the issue merits discussion at Lausanne in South Africa. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, is at the international conference.
Everywhere that the church is advancing, and it is advancing across the globe, it advances against something, some power of darkness, and usually that's another religious system.
Persecution is almost always a sign that the church is growing, so
we should not shy away from places of persecution, but we need to recognize that it's in those very places where persecution is the hottest and most intense that God can build his church the most.
Persecution's been brought to light at Lausanne to encourage weary leaders and motivate prayer in a unique setting.
I believe that the legacy and history of Lausanne is such that we can see and we can anticipate the Spirit using this conference for decades to come as a touch point of motivation for the church around the world to advance the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Most people think of the three R's as having something to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. But for Christian Resources International, the three R's mean reverse road trip resources. Instead of a normal road trip where they collect used Christian literature from communities, they connect at CRI's headquarters in Michigan. Volunteers are needed to help sort materials and get the Bible resources packed for shipping. There are more details at our website. Meanwhile, about 3,000 patients, most of them children, get medical help from Bite Cure International Hospital of Zambia every year. Many of them come from poor families. But Cure Zambia Women's Empowerment Program is providing opportunity for these families. Mothers of patients are learning to make jewelry, purses, and tie-dye products while their kids receive life-changing medical care. Pray God will use Cure's ministry in Zambia to introduce many people to Christ. And the recent global economic uncertainties have had ripple effects everywhere. Creating wide-scale change comes through the gospel, which also creates a new challenge. Church plant models used by Grace Ministries International are effective, but GMI Sam Vinton says growth presents a sustainability issue when a church plant becomes a church organization.
Are we creating projects which can be sustained by the nationals, or are we developing something that we will be taking care of as long as we have any connection with the national church?
As GMI considers the solutions to creating conditions for what it means to be truly indigenous, the leadership team needs wisdom.
The mission has to determine now that certain of these schools have an obligation to help that program go on. The others that we start them off and say, okay, we have so many years to go. Those are the issues that GMI is working through right now.
Pray wisdom for the ministry leaders as they look at creating the best way to encourage independence. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Wadani. Get your copy of The Jungle Pilot at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.